Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stardish Radio. Hello. You ready? Hey, all you dope fans. This is Tika Sumter, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening. We'll get all your dish right here. Welcome back to Stardish Radio. This is Joanne Kubasek, your host. I apologize for the mix-up. We did have some technical issues, but they have all been solved, and thank goodness for that, because now I can bring on one of my favorite people on the planet, Mr. Darrell Wick. Welcome back
Hello.
To Stardish Radio, darling.
Hey, how you doing, Joanne?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Really good.
Yes, I'm glad I got to pull this off. We're having some wicked storms out this way, Western New York.
You didn't at me, so I was like, oh my God. I just saw your Twitter, and I was like, oh okay. I was about to repost on Facebook.
I know it's crazy this weather out here right now. So no, but we're good. We're good. Welcome back.
Good. Awesome.
So Darrell Witt, tell me about your character on The Bay. I mean, we got some good stuff coming up, and I want to get into it.
Yes. I play Will Campbell on The Bay. I am Keith Campbell's, Riel Andrews' son, and I play I play opposite Christos. Well, there's four main teams. There's Leanna, Christos, Leanna, Peter, Vivian, and myself, and Will. And I play opposite. I play Peter's rival. Basically, Andrew's rival,
right?
He's basically a good guy. He's the town hero. He always tries to do what's right. He's very grounded, I guess. And he was raised right. So all around good guy.
So how do you like working with Riel Andrews?
Oh, I love Riel. He makes it so easy, and it's so effortless for him. And he's just so cool. Like, we'll be on set, and Gregory will say, like, action. And I'm like, and Riel, he'll go from a conversation he was having into the lines. And I'm always like, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, he's so good. He's so natural. He's incredible. And he just makes it really, really easy. And it's very, 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 it's good for a young actor like me to work with someone who's been doing it for so long. It's just, you learn a lot by watching people online, actors. I mean, watching people in person, sorry.
Right, and you know, he's such a great
so many moments.
Right, and he's such a great positive person, period. You know,
yes,
I've interviewed him a few times, and he's just all full of positivity, and he's all about, you know, paying it forward. You know, he was the first person that told me about Twitter, but he kind of schooled me on Twitter. I learned about Twitter from Bob Guinea, okay, and we all know Bob Guinea, host extraordinaire. He was the first person I followed. Riel told me, Joanne, the rules of Twitter is you never follow more people than are following you. I was like, oh, okay. But, hey, you know, I guess everybody does that now. It didn't really work out that way.
Riel is a guru. Riel is a social media guru. He is something else when it comes to Twitter. He taught us a few things, actually. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. He has his, like, computer. And he's like, hey, look at this. Why don't you look at this? And he's like, we can be on. He showed us about YouTube. He was like, you can be on. Yeah. You can be on. Oh, Joanne, there's no, I'm actually looking for the link. Nobody knows where the link is. I'm on
Let's see. What are you on, Twitter?
I'm on the site if you link it. So.
All right. Hang on,
it's
I'm
like,
going to put it
right. Nowhere, I don't see. Okay.
Oh, and I posted it in tons of places.
Did you? I see this, the regular, oh, the fan, flash chat.
All right. I just posted it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the, awesome. You.
The flash chat, right? Okay. That's it.
Yep.
Here we go.
I just sent it out. So, cool. Yeah, so tell me, what's going on with Will Campbell?
What did Gregory tell you?
Gregory didn't tell me nothing. He don't tell me nothing. So I want to know what you tell me. Come on now, spill it.
No, he's you know, he's just there's a lot of stuff coming up. There's some really good. We shot some really good stuff for Dark Side of the Day, which Gregory told you about that. Yeah,
well, when is that going to start? When are they going to start
promise,
seeing
that's
that?
That's a promise special, and I can't say I'm not saying a word about it.
I get it. I get that.
Yeah.
That's fine. But
it's a lot of good stuff.
Right. Now, what, Vivian, that's her name, right?
Yep.
What's going to happen with her character and you? I mean, it's a recast, obviously. So tell me about that.
You know, some of this.
You can't tell me nothing. What's up with you?
Some of this, and you know, we're friends, and we just, you know, on the Bay, and we live in Bay City, and that's pretty much. That's all there is.
Okay, well, Will Campbell is the hometown hero. Is he going to get into any dirt? I mean, come on, we want to see him get a little dirty.
He gets his hands a little dirty. I can't discuss anything, but there's a lot more action for Will. I'll say coming up, there's a lot more action in store.
Okay.
For Will.
I'll accept that.
A lot
that
of
I'll
a,
accept.
A lot of, yeah. Funny.
Well, all right. Good. So let me talk outside of the Bay for a second here. Talk to me about what Darrell Witt is doing besides the Bay.
Well, you know, we produce. This is what we do all the time. I mean, we have the South Side that we just wrapped up. I was a producer on that, and I was in it. But this is pretty much the Bay is pretty much what we do, and we have a film called Unhallowed coming up that we're going to shoot in the summer. But we have the South Side that we're almost completed. And we'll be submitting that into all the festivals. But that's pretty much it. This is what we do. It's a full time job. The Bay is, you know, producing and
the Bay is it.
The Bay is it. The Bay takes a lot of time and energy from all the producers and, you know, the actors and primarily Gregory, Christos and myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do a lot, you know, we work a lot on the Bay. It's a full-time job. It's an all different times of the hour job.
Right, and I'm hoping that the Bay eventually gets to television where, you know, a cable channel or where people could really appreciate it, you know. I mean,
yes,
it's great having it on the web, and I told Gregory that he's basically putting all of the out-of-work soap actors back to work. You know, he's keeping them on our screens. And everybody loves that idea, but I still don't know that everybody has caught on to the internet craze when it comes to the web soaps. You know, I mean, General Hospital, for me, really is it. I mean, I know we got Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful and all that, but as far as those go, I mean, I never really watched those. So for me, you know, GH is it. If GH is gone, then as far as I'm concerned, it's over for me. I mean, you know, I just can't get into a lot of other stuff.
You must love the Bay.
I do love the Bay. I know, and I do, seriously. I really, really do.
Okay.
And you know, And I love the fact that he is keeping everybody, you know, up on our screens, and we get to see them, you know, for a couple minutes a week every Thursday.
That was funny. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool.
A couple of minutes.
You know, a couple of minutes a week is cool. It is a tease, you know, and that kind of sucks, but it keeps everybody coming back.
That's right.
You know,
right.
And
it's action-packed.
I love that.
Exactly right. The way he writes, isn't it action-packed? It's so much.
It is.
It's a full 2 minutes. I know it's only 2 minutes, but it's a full 2 minutes.
It is, and it's packed with a lot of juice, a lot of dirt, I love the fact that, you know, they can curse on it. Boy, I mean, I watched the episode today when Marley came out of the bathroom and he's gone with the baby. I would have definitely used a few more colorful choices other than, you know.
Yeah.
But it was, I was like, oh, look at her. Okay. You know, because you know when you're watching a soap opera and something like that happens, you know you want somebody to start busting out F-bombs and saying what a real person would say. So I was glad that he put that in there. And he makes it more realistic. Yeah. It's like us, you know. There's no censorship on Blog Talk and definitely not on Stardust. So you could say what you want to say. You know, it's no big deal to me. If you're an F-bomb dropper, drop your F-bombs. I got no issue with that. You know what I mean?
Here it goes.
That's funny. Listen, you know Scott Clifton, who used to be on General Hospital's Dylan Quartermain.
Yes.
I interviewed him at one point, and we were talking about the same thing. And he was like, so you mean I can really say the F-word on your show? I was like, yeah. And all of a sudden, it became a good 30 minutes of us telling each other to go F ourselves. Go F you.
Oh, my God.
It was great. It was great. I love that Gregory puts that in there. He makes it very relatable. And I think all the characters, you know, there's somebody... We could see ourselves in each one of those people. Everybody could see themselves in somebody on that show.
Right. Yeah.
And I think Gregory is a genius for that.
I do too. Gregory is a genius. He's an actor's director, and he is he's one of probably the most talented person I know in the industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a bold statement to say, but he's a machine, and he does it so well, like you said, it's relatable. These characters are relatable. And how can you do that so consistently and he does, this is just one facet of him. You know, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's a director. He does all of this stuff, and he makes it real. You know, he makes it real for the fans, real for the actors, real for, you know, everybody that's working on it, real for everybody who cares about the show. It's just it's a great, great environment. And he's, you know, to work with a genius is, what more could you ask for, you know? It really is a
right.
pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Now, let me go back a little bit and tell me how you met Gregory.
Oh, I was in a school called Youth Theater Interactions in Yonkers. Do you know Youth Theater Interactions? Okay, yeah, I was in YTI. It's on School 12 on Ashburton. It's in that school right there. Yeah, right on Ashburton, right by Whitney, up the hill a little bit for Whitney. So he came in. I was there. He was a student back in the day, like when he was around 15, I think 15, 16. And I was there when I was 12. And he came to the school. He came back. Our teacher, who was my teacher, he asked him to come back to teach. And I was 12, and it was myself and another kid who he noticed. But he noticed me when he came back to teach, and he said, this is how he tells the story. He says he saw something special about me, and he took a liking to me, and he became like my mentor as far as the industry went. And I had a girlfriend I had a girlfriend in the school who I was, you know, hooked up or like, you know, distracted by, I would call it now.
Right.
Until I was about 15. So after she left the college, she was 2 years older than me. After she left, I got really serious about, and Gregory had been there for 2.5 years. So when I was 15, I got really serious about, you know, acting and all. And he was doing a film, and we ended up moving out here. Two of his students, one was his cousin and a student there that had been there with me for 3 years, and four of us ended up moving out to California. So that's pretty much it. That's when I was 16. So it was a 3-4 year process of us getting over here, but two and a half of those years I was occupied with a girl. Then I got serious and left. Yeah. But you know, this worked out, and that's in the past.
All right, well that's all right.
That's awesome. I mean, and this is going to be one of those stories that, you know, this is one of those great stories where a director sees somebody and sees something in it. And in the future, you know, as younger generations see it, they'll see exactly what I'm hearing, you know, and that's right, awesome that the way that it happened. And I love, I have to say it again, and I say it all the time, I love that it happened in Yonkers. I'm so proud of the fact that it's there. You know, I mean, listen, you can move out of Yonkers, but you can't take it out of the people. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that's just the way that it is. Yonkers is a great place. I mean, and we've definitely produced some magnificent people, you know, in the entertainment business.
That's right, including yourself.
Thank you, darling. I don't quite compare to some of them. You know, Mary J.
and all the rest.
Come on now.
Let's put it that way. We know the best of the best, we know the worst of the worst. But I love Yonkers.
Yes, I frequented Slobom often.
Oh my God! Yeah, I used to stay in Slobom, School Street. I lived in everywhere actually. Highlands.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Riverdale. Mm-hmm. I lived everywhere. Oh my God. But what were you saying? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I love it. Yeah, I was just there over the Easter break, and I took my son to every place I lived. And he was like, wow, man, you lived everywhere. Yeah, we did. We lived everywhere, man. He's like, Mom, you had so many houses. And, well, that's probably why we move as much as we do now. But, you know, I just can't stay in one place for a long time. It's just, you know, I'm a gypsy, you know. So, I mean, there's a reason my father had a cab company, you know. We're just gypsy taxis, just going on and on and on. It's just, you know, that's the way it is. But
I would like to, you know, Yonkers, it's where I was, I was born in Sleepy Hollow, but it's where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great people, a lot of gems in Yonkers. It is it's a rough place in certain areas. It's a beautiful place in certain areas. Very interesting city, it is, but, you know, it is home, and I love and appreciate every person that came out of it, and, you know, all the places that raised me, you know, animate and inanimate, you know, it's amazing. I love it.
Absolutely. We have 11 minutes. I do have a couple callers here. Let me see who we got on the phone. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Mary from Arizona.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Darrell.
Hello, Darrell. I love you.
Hey, Mary. I love you.
Oh, good, good. I just wanted to call and say hi.
Hi. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. It's good you missed the fan event. You would have, God,
honey,
you would have loved it. The showcase.
I was so miserable. I already had things planned. It was such short notice.
It was so much fun. I know, it was so much fun. Jay got up there. She did. Jade, Matt, me, all of us did lights. Who else got up? Nicholas sang. I did Ray Charles. Jay did Fever.
Oh,
it was awesome.
I loved
Mary.
To see that. You and Ray Charles. Oh my God.
Darrell, that's not fair that you're telling everybody all this. You need to tape these fan events so we can see them.
I know. I don't know. Somebody has it somewhere. It was so many cameras.
I had
my eyes closed. Like I saw so many cameras flashing. Somebody has it. I'll find it and post it.
Anytime I've been there, though, and take pictures, my pictures don't turn out. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, goodness.
Really,
Mary? Well, we got to get maybe Mary needs a new camera.
Next time you come, I'll check it. I'll double check before you go off.
If I'm still breathing, I will be at the next one.
Okay, good. You will be. Mary, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Look at here, Darrell. We got a 914 area code. Uh-oh.
No, get out of here. Really?
Uh-oh, 914. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Grandma.
Hi, who's this? Hi, Grandma.
Who is
this? What are you doing on here? You're crazy.
Hello, Grandma.
Oh,
hi, Grandma.
Hello, Grandma. How are you?
I'm listening.
Gina, I'm going to warn you right now, Joanne. She's a character, so you can.
I'm
you can ask some questions.
Word. I'm glad Grandma called in. We got 9 minutes,
God,
and I'll spend
Grandma.
Them all the time with Grandma. Grandma, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm
Tell me something good about Darrell in his childhood. Give me a good story, Grandma. Grandma's always had the best stories about their grandchildren, embarrassing or not. Come on.
Well, Darrell, you know, he was a good kid. You know, every place your Grandma went, I always had my Darrell with me. And he was just a really good, caring child. You know, on Facebook, all these pictures, my son and his girl put up a bunch of pictures of Darrell when he was a little kid, you know. And I was just looking at those the other night, and I was just so mesmerized by, you know, Darrell and how he's turned out now. And, you know, he's just doing wonderful.
Oh, you got to be so proud.
I cannot believe you called. I don't even know how you got. I can't wait to speak to you after this. How you found the number? You are a trip.
Her grandbaby is clear across the country. She wants to take it in as much as she can. Right?
I'm telling you, I didn't even think I would get through, but I was really surprised that I did, you know?
Listen, I saw a 914 number. That was the first choice for me. Listen, I'm a Yonkers girl. 914 comes first.
I'm telling you, you know? I was just so grateful. Being interviewed, you know, and, you know, Grandma's always, you know, your bigger cheerleader here.
There you go.
That's
Look
good.
At that, Darrell. You got to be so, Grandma, you must be so proud. He's such a great guy. And, you know, not that I've ever met Darrell, but every time I see him, I feel like I've known him. And I don't know if it's the Yonkers connection or not, but you know what? There's something special. Gregory's right.
I know.
Oh, man.
But he was born in Tarrytown. But he was
Tarrytown.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to hear him say that. But he was born
in Tarrytown. I said it, girl. I said Sleepy Hollow.
Oh,
totally. Yeah. So,
look, it's the same difference. Up there in Tarrytown, Dobbs, Ferry, Scarsdale, you cross the street, you're in a different town. It's all the same thing.
Right.
You know that. Come on.
That's right.
Oh, well,
it's all
I'm
the same thing.
You must have other callers waiting.
Yes, I do, Grandma, and we got 6 minutes left, but I really appreciate you calling in.
Grandma, thank you for calling in. I love you. I'll call you after this.
I love you too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye. Oh, look at that. I love it. I love that
crazy.
Grandma called in. I wish she would have gave me some good dirt on you, you know, posted a picture of Darrell. Oh, if I had more time, Darrell, trust me, I'd find the right question. Let me see who we got here for our last call, area code 920. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Wisconsin. I want to see if he knows who this is. He's my favorite cheesehead.
Is this a cheesehead? I was just about to ask, is this a cheesehead? Hi, Melissa.
Yes, it's Melissa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I love talk show. I'm loving what I'm hearing about you. It's excellent. And I miss talking to you, and I'm so very proud of you, and I think you're just the best. I love you.
Oh,
you're very
out.
Wise. No, you're very wise beyond your years. I mean, you know, you really are, and you're very inspirational with things you post on your Facebook. And it's such
Thank
a pleasure
you.
Of
that,
getting to know you.
Wow.
And
wow.
that you're a cheesehead.
I am a cheesehead. I'm a cheesehead.
Are you really?
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He's a Green Bay Packer fan.
I love the first
Packers.
Oh, man. Giant first, Joanne. Giant first, and then the Packers.
All right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All okay.
Yeah,
I went to the parade. Don't get it like, you know, like,
we're so
I went to the parade.
Exactly. I thought it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and say hi, and I'm happy that I was able to get through.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Fantastic.
You so much. Those are nice things
yeah,
you said about me. Thank you, Melissa.
Yep. Take care. I'm sure
love
I'll
the
text
support.
You sometime. Okay.
Well,
you guys have a great night.
Thank
bye,
you.
Melissa.
Bye, honey. Aw.
So you're a cheesehead. Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Listen, I'm a well New York girl. You know,
are you a Jets or Giants?
Jets, Giants, Bills. Come on.
Okay.
I'm in Buffalo.
Jets, Giants,
Bills
okay.
are
oh,
so.
Yeah, great.
The Bills fans up here are so die hard. It's ridiculous. I mean,
definitely
I can't drive past anywhere without some kind of stick being, you know, with a big Buffalo.
Oh,
I live about 15 minutes from the Bills Stadium, mind you. So it's crazy out here. Yeah. Let's see here. I have area code 920. Who's this?
920.
No, it was me at one time.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay, I didn't. Okay, I wait. Wrong one. I'm sorry. Area code 252.
Hi,
who's
this?
Hi, Pam. Hi,
Pam. Hi, North Carolina's listening to the Bay. The East Coast is representing.
Fantastic.
I want to know when you and Christos and Gregory are coming back to North Carolina.
Well, I'm coming back to North Carolina in a couple of weeks. I'm going to my cousin's wedding. I'm the best man in my cousin's wedding. So
you better
be
stop here at Carol's.
I will try. You know, I'm there for 4 days, and she's 2 hours away. And from what I heard, my cousin's going to be working me. I just spoke to my other cousin today, and she told me that the bride said that since I'm coming early, they're going to be working me because I'm coming out earlier than the rest of the family. And we have to build a few. It's an outdoor wedding, so I got to help, you know, build
ooh,
a few things.
Oh, okay. That should be fun.
Yeah. Well, if you come, we promise we won't have a pig picking.
Please, no, no. Everyone, I don't eat pork, so they and they tease
oh, we
me
know,
all the time.
We know.
Yeah, I know you know.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah.
But we love
oh,
when Camden Boys used to stop by. He said he would have a pig picking with us, so but we won't
who
put you
that?
Through a pig picking.
Oh, yeah, Camden would. Yeah, I know he would.
Yeah,
yeah. Funny.
But I just wanted to call and say that I'm so glad that the second season's already started and the Bay's back on, and we
awesome.
Just
good.
We
yeah,
love
me
it
too.
Here in North Carolina, and hope to see you soon.
Good. Yeah, we'll see you soon. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, very good. Well,
thank
you
for
calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh. So we got just 2 minutes left, and I know we got your buddy here on the phone, Mr. Gregory J. Martin.
Oh, Gregory's on? Hey, Gregory.
Yes,
hey.
He is.
Yes, I am. I'm glad you recognize the number. I just wanted to call in and say thanks, Joanne, for always supporting the Bay, and thank you, Darrell, for doing the interview. Darrell is obviously extremely dear to me. He's my little brother. I've been working
that's
with
right.
him for years. He's come. You know, what he was saying earlier about youth theater interactions. When I went back to the school, he was performing Martin Luther King show.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing Martin Luther King, and I was just blown away by him. And then I just kind of took him under my wing, and now he's too high to be under my wing. So and he's doing a great doing a great
God.
Job, and he's like the talent that I mean everyone talks about his amazing talent. And he had it there before I met him, and you know I just kind of worked with that. I wouldn't be able to bring out what I did if he didn't have it from the start. He definitely does. So I'm
you're
very
molded
proud of
him, and we're very thankful for that. But you know what? While I have the both of you under 60 seconds, I'm going to get this in here. I think that the cast of the Bay needs to do an event in Yonkers. And I'm going to see what I can do to make that happen. Because, you know, the Cooperstown name still pulls a little weight in that town. So let me see what I can do and get back to
okay.
you with that. Because I
that
think that would
good.
Be pretty damn awesome. Hometown people helping out, you know, their hometown celebrities. I think it's an awesome idea.
Sounds awesome. And make sure
you know,
everyone tunes into the Bay of the Series every Thursday, 3:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 12:15 Pacific.
Absolutely.
Yes,
Gregory, Darrell, I love you both to death. And, of course, you know, you'll always have my support. We will chat again, hopefully one day next week after the Bay episode airs. All right, guys,
okay.
thanks so much
sounds
for calling
awesome.
In. Everyone, tune
thank
into the Bay.
Julia.
Have a great
thank you
night.
So much,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Bye.